ओम शांति। चैप्टर 5, प्रिपरेशंस फॉर मीटिंग एट अमृत वेला। पॉइंट नंबर 5.1, हेडिंग इज टू एक्सपीरियंस हैविंग ऑल द राइट्स। डिटेल, डू ऑल ऑफ यू डू गुड मॉर्निंग एज सून एज यू वेक अप इन द मॉर्निंग? डू यू सिट इन द रिमेम्बरेंस? Sit in the remembrance immediately after waking up at Amrit Vela. At Amrit Vela, as soon as your eyes open, in a second, take a jump and sit down with Baba. Then because of the companionship, you will experience that all the Baba's treasures are your treasures. Not simply on the basis of knowledge, but on the basis of attainment and sitting on the throne of rights, you will have feeling of having rights. Baba, in the form of a friend, is now offering you the throne of all rights. As soon as you awaken, sit on the throne. Just as those who have the right to the throne, which lasts for only a limited period of time, just as a king who has the right to the throne, which lasts for only a limited period of time, and within that short period, he is able to do whatever he seeks. So, too, at the present moment, there is the golden opportunity for you to claim the unlimited throne. You can very easily claim the consciousness of your golden stage, and it is this that will also be your elevated stage in the future golden aged world. Do you understand that this is the time for easy effort and this is the easy method? Point number 5.2, heading is Soul Conscious Stage and Relationship with Baba. Detail, as soon as you awaken, the first thing you must do, talk to the Father with great sweetness. From the moment you open your eyes, the first transformation should be, I am a soul, I am not this body. This is the first thought of the first second when you awaken. It is on this very first thought that the routine of the entire day is based. If there is no transformation in this first thought, then throughout the day, you will not be successful in the work of having authority over the self and in the work of being the world benefactor. The power of transformation should be used from Amrit Vela. At the beginning of the world cycle, the divine souls descend from the Brahma element and they come to play their roles. In the same way, the Amrit Vela is the beginning period of each day. At this time, when you awaken, your first thought should be, I, the Brahman soul, have come to meet Bab Dada. This very powerful thought will be the basis for elevated thoughts, words, and actions. So the first transformation is in the awareness of who am I. It is a transformation in the awareness that forms the foundation for your entire day. And it is upon this that everything else is based. The second transformation is, to whom do I belong? With whom do I have all relationships? From whom do I receive all achievements? So the first transformation is of the body. and the second transformation is in the relationship of the body. With this transformation, there is a relationship with the Father, and this is the basis for all achievements. This transformation is called easy remembrance or easy yoga. At the beginning of the day, on the basis of transformation, you can be the authority, the ruler. Point number 5.3, heading is At Amrit Vela, create the thought, I am an angel. Detail: as soon as you wake up at Amrit Vela, bring into your awareness, who am I? I am an angel. You have the thought that you are an angel and you wish to become that. However, when you see your own result or when you write to Baba, the majority of you say that you weren't able to do it the extent you wished to do it. You were able to achieve it by 50% or 60%. Double foreigners or Indians, if you pass fully, not to a percentage, then do you know what Brahma Baba will do? He will pat you on the back and say, well done. What else would he do? Every day at Amrit Vela, he will embrace you in his arms. You will feel that you are swinging in super sensuous happiness in Brahma Baba's arms. You will receive a big hug from him. Brahma Baba has a lot of love for the children. And so, at Amrit Vela, you will receive a hug from him. And what will you receive throughout the day? It is shown in a picture of Krishna that a storm came and the flood water overflow, so a snake become a canopy of protection. They have shown the physical aspect about Sri Krishna, but in fact, it is a spiritual aspect. So if any situation arises, or any obstacle comes in front of those who become angels, then the Father himself will become your canopy of protection. Just try it and see. Bap Dada is not just saying this for the sake of it. Point number 5.4. Receive the blessings of be equal. Point number 5.4.8. Detail: what is the first thought of Brahmins? What is your stage at that time? When you meet the Father, you meet him in the stage equal to his. Do you not? As soon as you open your eyes, what thought do you have? Can you see anyone other than the Father? When you say good morning, you say it to your Father, considering yourself to be a child, do you not? So, a child is a master. And what response does the Father give the children? My children, who are the masters? You are the children who are the crown of his head. So, the first thought is a powerful one. The first meeting is with the Father, and in that first meeting, Baba gives you the blessing of may you be equal every day. All blessings are merged in this one blessing. What would the entire day be like of someone whose beginning of the day is so great? Can it be wasteful? Point number 5.4. B. Detail. Who is constantly able to have such an elevated meeting? Those whose thoughts are of Baba and whose whole world is Baba. Such close children have a close meeting with the Father. Otherwise, they are not able to have a close meeting. They have a meeting from a distance. All the children definitely have a meeting. But the number one children meet him in an equal form. To be close means to experience the company. And the companionship is such that it doesn't feel like two beings but just one. The second type of children meets the Father with the pure desire to become equal to the Father in His love, His blessings, and in having a meeting with Him. Not in the form of already being equal. To have the experience of being face to face means that you are experiencing attainment from Baba. So the first number children meet in the form of being equal, and the second number children meet with the thought of becoming equal. Don't even ask about the third type of children. The divine games of the third type of children are completely unique. 1 minute they will meet Baba as his children, and the next minute they will be begging for something. They are those with many forms. Sometimes they will have one form and sometimes another form. So even amongst the children, celebrating a meeting is number wise. Point number 5.5. Heading is, face should be of happiness, not of dryness. Detail. Now, even the scene of Amrit Vela is very amusing. Some become tired whilst trying to reach their goal. Some swing in a double swing. Some sit down as hot yogis. Some simply sits as a discipline. Some are even absorbed in that love. Now, pay a special attention to becoming the form of the meaning of the world, remembrance. The sparkle of a yogi should be visible on your face. Whatever is in your mind definitely sparkles on your forehead. Don't think that you have a lot on your mind. The mirror of the power of the mind is your face. No matter how much you say that you are dancing in happiness, no one who sees your unhappy face will believe you. You know the difference between the face of someone who is completely lost and someone who has attained everything, do you not? The sparkle of the happiness of having attained everything should be visible on your face. Your face should not be visible as dry, but as a happy face. Point number 5.6. Heading is, become merged in love. Point number 5.6.A. Detail. At Amrit Vela, all the children have a heart-to-heart conversation with Bab Dada. In what ways does the sweet conversation experienced by the Maharathi souls differ from that experienced by all other souls? In what ways does their meeting with Bab Dada differ? There is a phrase, the soul merges into the Supreme Soul. In one way, this expression is incorrect because there is one word that has been omitted. One is merged, another is merged in love. It is one thing to simply say merged, whereas it is another thing to say merged in love. When there is a meeting of extreme love, then what expression is used to describe this? When there is such a meeting, then it seems as though the two souls have merged into each other. Both have come together and become one. Those words of love have been adopted in this form and have been remembered in the expression that the soul merges into the Supreme Soul. However, this is a reference to the meeting with Baba and Maharati souls. These souls merge into Baba, that is, they become like Baba and their forms become the same as Baba's form. Maharati children are able to have such powerful experiences. There are some children who try to draw Baba's love. They attempt to pull the power of love. But as they continue to battle, time finishes. However, the experience of the Maharati children is that as soon as they sit, they merge. Their love is so powerful that they are able to merge Baba within themselves. The form of the child is then at the stage of being equal to the form of the father. Just as the father is incorporeal, so too the child is incorporeal. As are the qualities of Baba, so are the qualities of Maharati children. They have become the masters. So, the meeting of Maharatis is one in which the souls become merged in love. To be completely lost in Baba, to merge, means to have the experience of having an equal form. At that moment, there is no difference experienced between Baba's form and the form and qualities of the Maharati children. Even though they still have a corporeal form, yet they are lost in the love of the Sakar instrument and their form also become equal to Baba's form. In practical way, they remember their own incorporeal form. If the form is the same as Baba's, then the virtues will also be the same. So, to meet Baba as a Maharati child means to become merged within Baba. Just as rivers flow into the ocean and merged within the ocean, in the same way, all of Baba's qualities come within the soul. The experience that Baba had in the corporeal form will also be the experience of the Maharatis. Do you have such an experience of being merged? To merge within the ocean means to experience one owns complete perfect stage. You should be able to have much more experience of this. Point number 5.6.B. Detail. Bap Dada sees the closeness of each child. To be completely close means to be merged. It is particularly at Amrit Vela that you will be able to have such powerful experiences. The effect of such experiences will then last throughout the day. If there is someone that you find extremely beloved, then you will keep him constantly merged within yourself. So this is the meeting of the Maharatis at Amrit Vela. Bap Dada checks the closeness of each one. Just in temples, curtain will be parted so that everyone is able to receive a glimpse of the idols. In the same way, the scene of Amrit Vela is that of first meeting. At Amrit Vela, every child begins to race in order to celebrate this meeting with Baba. Baba is the magnet, and so automatically the soul that is clean is able to come very close. No matter how much external effort A soul may be making on a physical level, yet it will only be by being clean and pure that the soul will experience the pull of the magnet and so will experience itself to be merged.
Om Shanti.